If you guys listen to the show often enough, you know that I have very little respect for the way Baylor is running its athletic department right now. I think it's a joke that Art Briles' staff gets to stay on board, even though they clearly had a role in concealing rapes that their players committed, did not report it to the Title IX coordinator or campus police. And I think that any good human being at the end of the day understands what's right and wrong in that situation. And I think the idea that they would get rid of Briles and then keep his staff in place when they clearly had a responsibility to do so, you know, I think that's really shows you that the organization did not actually want to change anything within its football program. They just simply wanted the bad headlines to go away. So they're like, here, let's get rid of Briles and let's see if that satisfies the masses. And we saw again with their handling of Ishmael Zamora, the player in the offseason who was on video beating a dog. He got suspended 2 games 10 weeks after the fact because a television station in Baylor got wind of it and released the videotape. They did not suspend him before the videotape when they had several weeks to discuss a possible suspension, but they suspended him afterward, which means just like with Briles, they're not trying to clean up a problem. They are reacting to your negative reaction. And I have no sympathy for any hardship that Baylor is enduring right now in the recruiting trail. If they lose out this season, I'm totally cool with that. But at the same time, the NCAA shouldn't be getting involved in this, and here's why. They're understaffed, and they do nothing right. I mean, they've been investigating North Carolina for transgressions in the academic realm that happened in their basketball program in 2005. They've been investigating that since 2012, and they still don't have a verdict. It's taken them 4 years to come up with some kind of discipline for North Carolina, and they haven't done it yet. And that is simply dealing with athletes that took easy classes and got A's for that. And there's a paper trail there, right? They have what athletes were enrolled in what classes, what they turned in, what they didn't, how their GPAs were affected, whether they played, whether they didn't. They have all the information in the world, and they've taken 4 years to do it. I mean, could you find a more inefficient organization? I mean, what they're doing with Louisville, what they're doing with Syracuse, North Carolina, I mean, none of it comes across as a polished, competent organization. And that's when you're dealing with issues of NCAA concern. Right? Grade point average, enrollment, quality of education, recruiting infractions, things that the NCAA has always considered in its purview. Do you really want them to take on things that the law considers in its purview, like rape, right? I just don't trust the NCAA to take care of its own issues with its current inability to pull off an organization with something that's right in its wheelhouse, like North Carolina. Why would you expect them to handle the Baylor situation appropriately when they're not trained to do that, and they clearly have no ability to pull off an investigation that involves basketball players and football players taking easy classes? That should be right down the middle for them. That should be right down the middle of the fairway, and they're still struggling to do it. So I just don't think you could take something like Baylor and the NCAA could investigate it appropriately and come up with a verdict. And if they have to do that on every campus, if they have to start looking at other athletes that have committed sexual assault, and you put that on their docket, and they got to get more employees, and, you know, just they're not capable of doing it.